You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Debbie. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
Do you need roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your first name?
S-T-E-P-A-K-N.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Give me 1 second. S-T-E-P-H-O-N.
Stephen? Is that right? Or Stefan?
It's me. That's right.
Okay. What's your last name?
P-A-T-T-O-N. Patton.
Stefan Patton. Is that correct?
Yes. That's correct.
Did I say it right?
You said it right.
Okay. And what is a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
786. 521-6189.
All right. And would you like to get a text message update letting you know when they'll be arriving to assist you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I do need to inform you message and data rates may apply. And do you have a member ID number?
1 second. I can have it here.
Okay.
Hello. FL 542-8898.
Okay, I have FL 542-8898. Is that right?
Yes, 8898.
Okay, hold on just a moment. All right, Mr. Patton, what is your home address listed on your policy?
11 Casarina Concourse, Coral Gables, Florida.
Thank you. And the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
14 BMW X3.
X3?
Yes.
And what color?
White.
Okay. And what's wrong with it?
Well, it looks like it's an oil problem. It's not going to drive no more right now. It looks like it's an oil problem.
Okay. All right.
It won't start, though.
And it won't start?
No, ma'am.
Can you shift it into neutral?
Let me see. It's electronic. It should be able to go to neutral. Right. It won't start, but yep, I got it in neutral.
Okay, good deal. All right. Is it all-wheel drive?
It's all-wheel drive.
Okay. I'll get you a flatbed out there. And y'all have the keys, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sitting on the side of the interstate now.
Oh, boy.
And the trucks don't slow down.
No, they about blow you right off the road or down the road with them. All right. Do you have mapping on your phone that would give you latitude and longitude?
I do.
Well, let's get the latitude and longitude then. That would be the best way.
There's some of this stuff that I can get to.
coming up? Because I can send you a text from mine with...
I'm trying to get it right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's... Wait, here. You would just say where, well, I say where am I, it's pushing right on.
That's because today it's not going to do that. It's like they're little children. They know.
Yeah, they say, okay, any other time, no problem.
Oh, yeah, pop right up, tell you where you are, give you all kind of information. Today it's not going to do anything but stick its tongue out at you.
That's exactly what they're doing, dude. I'm trying to get it there. Usually it come right up.
Well, if you want, I can send this text, and it has a link that you can push on, and that'll give you the latitude and longitude.
Okay.
Okay, I just sent it to you. Maybe that'll work.
Roadside assistance thing.
And then it'll tell you to click on the next link.
I don't have it yet, I don't think.
Okay.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Did it get did. It?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Okay, it's latitude 36.65, 65, 52. 65, yes. 36.65, 65, 52.
Okay.
And longitude is -82.071494.
All right. Thank you. Now, where do you want to go?
Okay, I'm going to Bristol, but then I know it's not a BMW dealership in Bristol. I don't know where the nearest one is to me. I'm trying to find it now.
Okay.
It's gonna be a pretty long way either way.
Okay. You are only covered for 15 miles. Did they tell you that?
Yeah, I get to Bristol. I can get rent a car, whichever. I'm trying to think of where could I tow.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure that you were aware that anything over the 15 miles, you were going to have to pay out of pocket.
Right, it's 8 miles of where I got, 6 miles of where I got to go. So I've been there for 6 miles. If it would have broke down in the parking lot, I'd have been all right.
Oh, yeah.
But it
broke
down 6 miles.
And there's no place in Bristow?
No, ma'am. The closest one is in Kingsport. I'm looking at it now, and it's 24 miles away. And that puts me away from the rental car place, too.
Is that out of the way for you?
Idiot. Well, I can do it like, let me see if I can do it like this, and you tell me how much it would be to get from Kingsport. Because if I can drop it off at the dealership, then they'll give me a ride to where I have to go to a rental car. That's what I was thinking. It's 29 miles from where I am right now, straight down the interstate to the dealership, and the dealership right off the highway.
Okay. So, all right. So we're looking at like 14 miles that you would have to pay out of pocket. And
how much would that be?
Let me just, I can't tell you an exact price, but I can tell you approximately what it would be.
Rough?
Just, yeah, rough it is.
Do I have to pay it right off?
You have to pay the driver.
The driver, okay. How much would that be?
Well, if they do like they, you know, been doing, they've been charging about $6 a mile, and it'd be about $84. That, and now this is just kind of a guesstimate because we haven't put in all the exact addresses and anything, but just to give you an idea, it'd be somewhere $84, $85 maybe.
Okay, because I got to get it to the dealership. Even if I go to the hotel, I can get a hotel close by, which is 6 miles of it. I still will have to get it from the hotel to the dealership, and then after the tow truck leaves, I will have to pay for it myself from the dealer to pick it up.
Yeah, that, I guess the dealer doesn't have any kind of roadside trucks or anything that they could pick it up.
They do, but I don't have. I can call. Let me see if I can call them and see.
Because if they've got a towing and they can do it, you know, because you're taking your car there and not charge you, that's
right.
Even better.
They're supposed to have it. Most all of the dealerships have the pickup on delivery because it doesn't have a spare tire. That's like a courtesy thing from BMW. Let me find out real quick, like, and I know the answer.
All right.
But either way, it's got to go one or the other.
Right. I'm just trying to think of ways that may not cost you out of pocket.
Yes,
you know?
Ma'am. If I can get a dealership, they'll get me to the rental car place.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna have a Google bar. BMW dealership, closest to me.
Hello, BMW. Here you go.
Should be in. Same. Oh. BMW dealership, Kingsport.
Rick Hill, BMW. Here you are.
Thank you. Okay, let me call them real quick and see.
Sure.
Very best service. This call may be recorded.
Originally, Porsche, this is Chevy. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a service, please.
BMW, Porsche, or Mercedes?
BMW.
One moment for me. The person at extension 2121 is unavailable.
That doesn't help. I wonder if they're at lunch.
It must be at lunch. It's two, almost two now.
By the very best service, this call may be recorded.
I'm going to tell her that. I'm going to speak this, ma'am.
Rick Hillian Ports, this is Chevy. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't get anybody in service, but I'm trying to get in touch with a service agent because I'm on the side of the road broke down. And I'm trying to get my car brought down.
All right. Okay, let me just put you on hold and go back there, okay? 1 second.
Thank you.
Well, that was nice. That doesn't happen very often.
I sure don't.
Most of the time they tell you, well, call back. Well, you know, it's not like...
real quick, hey, I'm broke down. I can't wait on the answer machine this time.
Yeah, can't you hear the trucks whizzing by me? They're about to blow you off the road.
I can see the mile marker. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
The mile marker, 107 mile marker on 81 South. Mile marker 107. I'm a 2 exits from Bristol exit right now.
81 South and mile marker what?
81 southbound, 107.
Okay.
I'm 6 miles from Bristol, Tennessee.
From Bristol where?
Bristol, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
But it's Bristol, Virginia, right?
I'm still thinking you're in Florida.
Okay, thank you. I'm a long way from Florida.
On
you
my are.
Rachel, BMW Porsche Service.
Yes, ma'am. I'm broke down on the side of the road on 81 and trying to get my car brought to you. Do you have a tow service or do you have...
What is the year and model of your car?
14 BMW X3.
14 X3. Okay. Since you're not under the new vehicle warranty, you're not going to be able to do the roadside assistance with it. The towing company that we normally call is Kingsport Towing. If you give them a call and talk to Sarah and let her know that I told you to call them, they'll normally do a little bit better rate.
Okay, I can get it there. I just want to know if you had it, the insurance will bring it. So I can bring it to you, but it's definitely going to need to be fixed. So.
Okay.
Do you have a courtesy car there, or?
I'll let the advice. Do we have a what?
A courtesy car.
Unfortunately, we do not. All of our cars are out of commission right now.
Do you have a shuttle to get me to a rental car place? Because I'm traveling from Florida. So.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we can do that for you. That's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Who am I going to be speaking with when I get there? Who would I be speaking with?
Whatever you get here, ask for Jeff.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hello?
Okay, well, that struck out, but it is looking better. What's the name of the place we're going?
Rick Hill BMW, Kingsport,
what?
Virginia, on the... Let me see the Tennessee or Virginia one. I can't remember. It's right down the Virginia and Tennessee state line. It's Tennessee side.
It's in Bristol?
Side.
In Bristol?
Bristol, Tennessee side, because it's a Kingsport and Bristol, Virginia also. It's right across the road. It's a different state.
Gotcha.
So it's the Tennessee side. Everybody coming over there. The wind is blowing. They're on the lake.
Okay,
it looks like you will have to be covering 13 miles.
Okay.
So what I will do is give them a call and find out what it's going to cost for you to have them tow your car, and I will call you back. You can either hold or I can call you back.
I hold if you. I can hold.
Okay. Hang on for me. Okay. Let's see what we got.
Thank you.
All right. I'll be right back with you.